It is 4:39 here on the ticket.
In late 2001, an aspiring gynecologist was conducting an experiment involving vinegar, water, and cheese. But an unstable chemical miscalculation caused a freak accident, inspiring the young man to develop an unusual love for sports. Now, several years later, he roams the earth, asking professional athletes uncomfortable questions about the female reproductive system and sports. To most, he is just a loner. But to us, he's simply known as Repro Man!
Hello, hello.
Well, look who is here in Detroit.
There he is!
How you doing, man?
Hello.
You been better?
Hello, hello.
Over
Am
there?
I on? Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Snake. Okay.
We got you, man.
All right.
There he is.
Yes, it's Repro Man, boy.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. And, you know, I got to tell you, I didn't know if we were going to see the likes of you again. I heard there was another unfortunate experiment that kind of went awry, but...
Yeah, it was called Janet Jackson whipping her boob out.
Yeah, it looks
That's
like...
That's what went awry.
It looks like you bounced back nicely, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems so. I'm looking good, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking terrific.
Sweet. Oh, yeah.
I mean, all except for the scars on your face. And
you could ignore those. You could ignore those.
Right.
It's no big
Snake.
Deal.
Look good up here in this northeastern city.
Now, it's been so long, you might want to explain kind of...
What you do?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you explain what you do?
Well, I have a combination of... I'm a combo guy.
Right.
Because, as you heard, I do love sports, and I enjoy interviewing professional athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy mixing in the occasional female reproductive organ while I'm talking to said professional athlete.
Or maybe some parts of the female reproductive organ.
Right.
I mean, you'll break it down a little bit, right?
Right, 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 right.
Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Just an experiment gone?
Right. I don't know why I do it. But it is very exciting. I get off on doing that. Is that okay? Okay.
So to speak. Do the athletes, do they catch this? Do they comment
Once.
On it?
Once. We always.
Now, is it your mission to slip it by them?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a little more fun than when they don't know what's going on. Now, funny enough, this is not the first time that I've seen old Mike over here this trip.
Right. No? Do you think we should let anybody in on this now, or should we play it and then tell them?
Yes.
Play it and then tell them?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, so I sat down at the Pittsburgh Steelers Media Day with Trey Essex, who is a gargantuan offensive lineman, rookie for the Steelers. Maybe Tri Essex. It's spelled T-R-A-I. Trey, probably?
Trey, I'm thinking.
Trey, okay. And, so...
He's probably a name most of our listeners don't know, and there's probably little reason for them to.
You know, normally you get the lesser-known athlete.
Normally I try. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I'm
it's kind of like giving them a chance.
Yeah, it is. It is. Just to cover my ass,
mm-hmm.
I also mix in furry creatures who chop down trees and build dams.
Right.
Okay?
All right, so let's listen to Repro Man with Trey Essex of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and... Then we'll tell you about the little twist that was in play during this.
On your mind, off the game. I mean, in a negative way.
Yeah,
that could have a little bit.
On
your what's
how are we doing? Yep. Talk to most of the rookies around here. So
fun,
you got a few seconds to spare.
Say that again.
You got a few seconds to spare?
Yeah, sure.
That's good. Okay. Is this a type of event that can take your mind off the game? I mean, in a negative way, Beaver.
Oh, no, I mean, this is definitely the biggest stage on earth, but I mean, when you're talking about football all the time and you're talking about the game, it's pretty hard to not think about the game. So, I mean, the media is here, you know, it's not a distraction. It's not as big a distraction as people may say.
Do the coaches, Vag, have a hard time keeping you focused, Volvo?
Oh, keeping us focused? No. Our coach does a great job of keeping our minds where they need to be. And, I mean, tomorrow we won't be thinking about the media. We'll be thinking about practice and our game plan getting ready for Seattle.
How does the team, Tane, concentrate this week? I mean, there's just so much going on, you know, with everything cervix.
How do we concentrate? Because, I mean, you have to. It's part of the job, part of the job description. I mean, and those are the teams that aren't playing right now. I think the teams that can't concentrate and focus on the game and their game plan when the media and stuff is going around. I mean, it's part of the game plan, part of the job description, and, I mean, it's something that you have to deal with.
Okay, Uterus, can this team be confident after the role you've been on? Egg, I mean, let's talk. You guys have had a serious role here.
Yeah, can you answer that question again?
I said you guys have been on a serious role, Uterus. I mean, talk about that and how maybe overconfidence can play into this, Egg.
Oh, overconfidence? I mean, no, we're not going to. We have a swagger, definitely. I mean, we definitely have confidence, but I don't think you can be overconfident when you're going against the number one seed and on the other side of the ball. I mean, they're a great team, and we know that we have to play a good game because in the NFL, the parity, there's so much parity. I mean, on any given day, on any given Sunday, any team can beat you. So, I mean, we're not going to be overconfident, but we're definitely a confident bunch.
Were all y'all wearing those green jerseys off the bus the other day, Placenta? I mean, it looked like the whole team was.
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of guys, you know, want to give our tribute to JB. I mean, he's a great player, one of the greatest running backs of all time. And, I mean, it was just a great feeling, you know, because our team is pretty close and we got a lot of camaraderie on the team. And it wasn't even a second thought when all of us decided to go ahead and wear that number six.
What players come the farthest this year? I mean, climbed those fallopian tubes and jumped over that Unitarian wall. Who's come the furthest on this team?
I mean, you got a lot of people who came far and grown as a player. You can say, you know, Big Ben is came far. Willie Parker coming from being an undrafted free agent to a full-time starter. Heath Miller coming in as a rookie and helping this team out tremendously. I mean, it's a lot of guys on this team that have came far and, you know, contributed a lot to this team.
Who? I mean, think about this for a second. Who was just the knockdown, drag out, biggest ovary on this team? I mean, the guy who will just knock the afterbirth right out of you.
I don't even understand that question. What do you mean by knock the afterbirth out of you?
Just a badass. I mean, just split the afterbirth right out of you.
A badass. Our whole defense. I mean, you can't even tell. You can't take. I would hate to see one of those guys in a dark alley, you know. Both those guys are pretty – all those guys are pretty tough.
Who has the tightest cervix on this team? I mean, who's just tight? I mean, who's – I mean, you know what I'm saying, Badge? I mean, who's just tight?
What do you mean? Explain that.
I mean, as far as that cervix goes, I mean, who's the guy you can rely on the most, Badge? I mean, who's that guy?
The guy you rely on the most. I don't know. I mean, this whole team is pretty reliable. We wouldn't be here if we weren't, so.
All right, Uterus, thanks, man. Where are you from?
I'm from Indiana.
Oh, cool. God. Thanks for the time, man. Good luck.
Oh, no.
All right, there he is. There is Man with Trey Essex of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, let's tell him what the twist on this was. I ran into Repro Man on the field prior to this interview, and he told me what he was going to do, and I begged and pleaded for him to let me watch. And at first, he was leery about that. You like to apply your craft.
I like to work alone.
Yes, you do. And be as anonymous and as invisible as you possibly can, right?
Invisible as Fernando.
Right. But finally, after much badgering by me, he relented. So he walks up the stairs, and very innocuously, about, I don't know, 10, 12 feet behind him, I too walk up. And I had a seat behind the player in question, Trey Essex. And I got to watch and hear the entire thing. And he knew something was up for the better part of this, but he just never put any kind of discernible pattern together until the last, when you just get, I mean, when you just,
right,
hit, when the afterbirth thing came up.
Right.
What do you mean knock the afterbirth at him?
Yeah, that's when you you let him in then. You pull the curtain down on yourself.
So and what did he say when I left? Because you stayed there.
Right. I couldn't very well follow Repro Man down because he'd know that he'd been part of
that
a double-teaming bit.
Right.
That I was an accomplice. So Repro Man leaves. And there are a couple of other Steeler players sitting in front of Trey Essex.
And they heard this?
I don't know. I don't think they were paying too much attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because after Repro Man was out of earshot, he leaned down to them and says, "Man, did you guys hear that S?" And one of them just kind of turned around very casually and went, "No, what was it?" He says, "Man, that guy was talking to me and asking questions, and he'd talk about uterus and cervix and fallopian tubes and all kinds of crazy ass." And the other guy that was listening to all this just kind of turned around and looked at him like he was nuts. I mean, he didn't believe it.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
he caught
character
it.
That drops by.
He caught every bit of it but just fought through it.
You know what?
He didn't catch on to it until later.
No,
he heard the words, though.
Right.
He heard the words, but he couldn't stop down, and he couldn't process it fast enough, and he couldn't stop down to figure out what was going on and how it all fit together. And I was watching this whole thing. I mean, I was watching the look on the guy's face and the way he was looking at Repro Man and everything.
And by the way,
I could see what was happening.
By the way, so Mike's behind the player, so I'm facing Mike. We're face to face, about
right.
3 feet
oh,
from each
no.
other.
Is he laughing?
Yes, and I'm like, and he's holding his mouth, like going,
right.
And you know, and I'm trying not to
total
laugh.
Tomato head.
I never knew you were such a fan of watching, though, Ronge.
Do you feel like you're privileged to have been able to witness that firsthand?
I never.
Well,
knew
yeah,
that you
I do.
Were, you know, such a voyeur.
Well, I'm glad somebody saw it.
We all have our hang-ups, man.
I'm glad somebody got to see that in
action. Oh, dear.
All right.
It was good stuff, boy. That's Can true. I watch you again sometime?
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's good
I'll
to see you guys.
I'll try not to laugh, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw you off or anything.
That's okay. Hey. No, it all worked out in the end.
Yeah, I mean, you held it together very well. You're a pro.
Thank you.
Snake.
Hey, Corby.
Who?
I had a question for Corby.
Well, he's not.
Well,
here.
He's not here right now. I think he went
to the bathroom.
Yeah, I think he's having a gastrointestinal problem that he's taking care of.
I swear that I just heard him on the air.
No, I don't think
Repro
you did. You
hey,
heard Repro
is that a
man.
Video? I'm waving to the video camera now. Hey, everybody.
There's Repro Man. Check him out.
He looks a lot like Corby, but Corby never wears a Freddy Krueger shirt.
Snake.
Right. Hey, good to see you, man.
Good to see you too.
I'm really glad we ran into you here at the Super Bowl, and we'll do this again sometime real soon.
Absolutely. We'll see y'all soon.
Great. There he is. There goes Repro Man. It is 4:53 here on the ticket.